This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Some improvements and upgrades to facilities have been approved by the Harbor Beach City Council. The council approved paying a construction company to install new partitions in the South Bathroom at North Park, as well as installing Americans with Disability Act grab bars in the South Bathroom at a cost of $12,895. The construction company will also replace five doors and frames in the North Bathroom at North Park for a cost of $15,350. A different company was also hired to do the floors at North Park for the South Bathroom for $4,400. And yet another company was hired to do the painting at the North Park bathrooms for $2,700. Another improvement that is also being planned is doing some concrete work for four dugouts at the Bruce Johnson Sports Complex. And they plan to purchase two automated external defibrillators at a cost of $4,318, which the cost will be reimbursed from Huron County's Opioid Settlement Fund. And they're going to pay the Harbor Beach Area Fire Department's annual subsidy of $139,050. In other news for today, it's going to be a busy summer for the Lapeer County Road Commission as they do some highway projects. Some of the work that the Road Commission is planning includes resurfacing with a milled overlayer on Emily City Road, from the Lapeer city limits at Myers Road to Lake Pleasant Road. Another road project that will be done is replacing the bridge on South Peppermill Road over Pine Creek. Besides doing work on the bridge, the plan is also to improve the road signs to reflect the road's correct name. Although the bridge looks like it is on Morris Road because of the way the road curves, the bridge is on the Peppermill Road, which is near the Mayor's Road intersection. The Michigan Department of Transportation will be doing the bridge project. The work will require that the bridge be closed when the work is being done. However, the start date for the project has not yet been determined, as how far the work will need to be bid out. Also, the Huron Commission will be reshaping Myers Road from the Emily City Road intersection to Peppermill Road, using milling and overlays on Peppermill Road westward to the Lapeer city limits. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
Tyler here with Al Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Over the last few years, several dilapidated and long-abandoned buildings in the heart of Seawing's historic River District in the downtown area have been razed to the ground. In 2024, 42 North Center Street and 50 North Center Street were both razed under the guidance of the Huron County Land Bank. Those locations had been a former restaurant and a movie theater decades ago. Because those two parcels of land are adjacent to each other, the Sebwing Village Council is expected to consider combining the two properties into one bigger parcel. Combining the properties was discussed during this month's administrative committee meeting, and if it is done, it might make that site more desirable to developers. Village officials have also scheduled to conduct a public hearing at 7:15 p.m. during the regular village meeting on Monday, March the 16th, regarding the proposed 2026 through 2027 budget. The council is expected to adopt the budget after the hearing and set the millage rates to be levied to support the budget. And in other news for today, a variety of financial issues were addressed by the Sherman Township Board of Trustees. The board approved the salary increases for its members, as well as others that will begin on April the 1st. The board had set the clerk's salary at $15,440, the supervisor's salary at $10,500, the treasurer's salary at $15,440, and the salary for trustees set at $2,135. With that done, the board also set the annual salaries for the fire department. Their salaries will also begin on April the 1st for the new numbers. The pay for fire runs was also set at $20 per fire run. The pay for work and maintenance meetings was set at $45. The pay for attending regular meetings, $35. And the pay for training meetings set at $40. Also, the hourly pay for employees was set at $18.50 an hour. Half-a-day pay will be $74, and a full day's pay, $148. And in other financial matters, the fee for cemetery grave sites will be increasing as well. Starting on April the 1st, the fee for a grave site for a township resident or property taxpayer in the township will be $500, and the fee for a grave site for non-residents and non-taxpayers will be $1,000. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.